What's it called? It looks really good and it's out and I can't find the name, but it's on Amazon. What's it called? What's it called? It's on Amazon. It is called...
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your noodle chomping, hiking in the woods, ice pop making friend.
Noodle chomping makes me happy. And I'm Bethany. I'm your sun avoiding, coffee inhaling, long dress loving friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about...
avoiding the sun. Because I don't like somber.
Stop projecting your feelings.
Okay, sorry. I am going to talk about avoiding the sun because I don't like the summer.
Today I'm bringing to the table things that you're grateful for.
Oh, that's good.
Being cognitively grateful.
My body hurts.
You've been doing this thing where you've been working overnight shifts.
Yeah, I've been we just wrapped a short film that I was on. And
by we, Bethany means her and her amazing boyfriend.
My partner.
They wrote a script together.
Yeah, well, he wrote most of it and I helped.
Bethany, don't do that. Don't give him all the credit.
He did write most of it.
Okay.
He did write most of it. But he let me tweak some things that I thought needed to be tweaked. And we were shooting overnight for the last three nights because the majority of it takes place at night and it's hard to pretend that it's night. I think that's why my whole body hurts. It just aches. Like my legs ache, my arms ache. A couple nights ago, I went to bed at 6:15 in the morning.
That's crazy. You're like a club kid.
Yeah. I was like, yes. It was like, I'm like, is this how teens feel?
That's like when you go to the clubs in Europe too. You do not show up until at least 1 o'clock in the morning.
I like to wake up at 6 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
6 in the morning. So I don't enjoy that overnight life. But like Sunday, it was like 4 o'clock and I was getting ready to pick everyone up.
In the morning?
At night.
Okay.
In the afternoon.
Okay. On the way to work.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is normally the time on a Sunday that I'm depressed, but I'm just drinking my morning coffee right now. And I'm like, this is how rock stars feel.
This is crazy.
They sleep during the day and then they get they do their thing at night.
I wonder if there's ever been a study about people who work overnight shifts their whole lives and if they live longer or shorter.
Shorter. I think they've done some.
I would imagine that it would be shorter than the average human being.
Yeah. Actually, when I was getting really close to leaving my last job, which was, you know, a sleepless job.
Yes.
There were like two or three studies that came out in quick succession saying how a lack of sleep shortens your life.
Yes.
And I got freaked out. And that's not why I left, but like, eh.
I had a meeting yesterday with my nutritionist. And she was saying how one of the first things that a nutritionist is going to ask you is, how much sleep do you get at night? Because that affects the pattern of your eating. It affects your whole body.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It makes you realize really, like, your parents were right when they said you have to get your sleep. When you start getting sleep, everything changes.
A few apartments ago, before I was married, I used to...
I like how you measure time in apartments.
Yes. A few apartments ago, my bedroom was in the basement.
Yeah.
And there was no natural light. Like, there were no windows. I'm sure it was a fire hazard. I'm sure it was like
probably
not up to code for a bedroom. There was a door in the back, like that led to the backyard, but I didn't get any sunlight in the room. And I would wake up every morning feeling like absolute garbage.
Yeah.
And this was before I worked in radio, so I wasn't working crazy hours. I was waking up at like a normal time in the morning, like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever. But you need that natural sort of trickling of light into your room, which is why blackout curtains are amazing if you've been sleep deprived for a long time and you just sort of need to hit reset and sleep for like 15 hours.
Yeah.
But to use them every day, you don't want to.
It's tough. I have blackout curtains, but lately I've been using just a gauze curtain.
Yes.
And it changes everything because your body, your circadian rhythms are meant to wake up with the sun. And that's why they have different alarm clocks that will slowly brighten.
Yes.
And like brighten your room in the morning. So it's supposed to kind of mimic your circadian rhythms.
I love those alarm clocks.
Yeah.
I hear that they're great for people whose bedrooms don't get a lot of light.
That makes sense.
Or if they're west facing, so they get afternoon light and not morning light.
Mine faces north.
Mine faces east.
So good for you.
Ideal. But if you want to sleep in on the weekend, it's kind of a pain. So then you have to like put extra blackout curtains down. But
not ideal.
Yeah. I'm really passionate about circadian rhythms. It's like my favorite hobby lately.
We need to create merch because I want a shirt that says I'm really passionate about circadian rhythms. Can we talk for a second about how we are sitting straighter and we have more space in Kitchen Studio NYC?
We have new microphone stands.
We have new microphone stands.
That Bethany put together because she's a master of putting things together.
And you know how I put them together?
How?
I lifted one bar up and tightened a screw.
Oh, you are just so talented.
Because, man, they were tough to put together. Look, I'm moving my arms and like there's no noise.
It's like, you know that feeling you get when you rearrange the furniture in your apartment and you say to yourself, why didn't I have it like this the whole time?
Yeah, and these floor mics cost a total of $30 for two. I don't know why we didn't do this before.
So I was in my upstairs neighbor's apartment today when they weren't there. Because, long story short, my landlord is giving me a new kitchen.
Yay!
And she got permission to go into their apartment so I could see their kitchen. She's giving me the same exact one. But I was like looking at their layout.
Yeah,
I was like,
totally.
Oh, this is how they lay it out. Maybe I should start doing this.
Yeah. Any good ideas? Any good tips and tricks?
Yeah. Maybe can get a smaller kitchen table.
Yeah. When it's an apartment, small is sometimes better.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis does not like my 8-foot couch.
Well,
for example,
Dennis can suck a nut because your apartment's gigantic and that's a beautiful couch.
I love my 8-foot couch. One mover thought we would have to saw it in half to get it in here. And yeah. I said, you saw my couch. I saw your face. And they then figured out how to get it in.
I know somebody who recently purchased a couch and the movers got it all the way to the front door and they couldn't make it work. Which is so frustrating. So there's some guy called the couch doctor. He will show up at your door on the day that your couch is meant to be delivered and he puts it on the sidewalk and he figures out how to saw it in half, takes the fabric off so that when he puts it back together, he pulls the fabric over it so you can't even really tell that it's been cut in half.
That's awful.
It's apartment living, man.
It really is. I had that happen. This chest, I guess, over here, an armoire that I have in my kitchen. I ordered one before this and I loved it and it was beautiful and they got it upstairs and it couldn't fit.
No.
They tried everything and it couldn't fit.
And it's so much wasted money. You're like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I was really bummed, mostly because I had so much crap that needed to be put in that. I mean, it's just, I literally only bought it because I need to hide all the crap I have. And I had to return it and get a different one. And it's really frustrating. And you can't saw an armoire in half.
There are a bunch of companies now that are doing apartment size furniture.
Yeah.
Pottery Barn has a great line of just things that are smaller.
Yeah, that's great.
And actually, Walmart, they have some really fabulous lines. They have a whole mid-century modern line in partnership with Better Homes and Gardens magazine.
Jeez.
The stuff is so freaking cute. And also, Drew Barrymore has a really fabulous home decor and home furniture line at Walmart.
And I think that more and more people are just choosing to stay living in apartments.
Yes.
Instead of buying homes. And so it makes sense.
You never have to mow the lawn.
You never have to mow the lawn because you don't have one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but also the downside is that you don't have a lawn.
You don't have a lawn, but remember a few episodes ago, Dennis rescued that bar cart from the street. So it's almost completely sanded now and I want to refinish it, but I have no place to refinish it because I don't want to spray paint in my apartment again. It's not good for the schmittens.
So put it on your fire escape. Can you get it out the window? You
think
totally could.
So.
That's what I do. I do all
really?
My, put whatever I'm spray painting on the fire escape.
Yeah.
I lean my body out the window and then I spray paint on the fire escape.
I think that's what it's going to be. And I just hope my landlords don't see me. They shouldn't look up. I hope they don't look up.
You know what? If you do it quickly, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I love fire escapes in movies about New York City because whenever anyone has a party, you always end up making out with somebody on the fire escape.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I had a guy I was attracted to blow pot smoke into my open mouth on a fire escape once. It was hot.
That sounds really sexy.
Yeah, it was before I realized that I have a really bad reaction to pot smoke.
Oh, God, I know. It's just, yeah, it's not my favorite.
No, it's not good. But it was hot. We never made out, but he
it's a good story.
Yeah.
About a fire escape.
Yeah, it was hot. I mean, it was unfulfilling is the word I'm looking for.
Because you didn't make lip contact.
No. Well, we did, but not in the way that I wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I just coughed a lot, which is not sexy.
Bethany.
What?
I have a surprise for you.
Ooh, I love surprises.
Okay. Hallmark is premiering 2 new Christmas movies this July.
What?
I know. I know. Christmas came early on Hallmark this year.
What? Do we know what their titles are?
Yes. Okay. So the first one is Christmas Camp.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
And I'll give you a summary of that in just a second. It comes out on July 7th at 9 p.m.
Oh, I can't wait.
And the second one is A Very Merry Match, which I assume is about, it's like a romantic match.
I hope that they match because his name is Chris and her last name is Kringle.
So I don't have a premiere date for A Very Merry Match, but I'm sure you could go on Hallmark.com and they'll tell you it there. Here's the summary of what happens in Christmas camp.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Please tell me everything.
To get a promotion, Haley, an advertising executive who specializes in social media, must land a toy company that is all about traditional Christmas as an account.
Oh, and she thinks that that's not going to sell well because she knows how social media works. And also, she's so busy that she doesn't have time for love.
Christmas is too traditional for social media.
I love it. I'm so excited.
And this is what a Merry Christmas Match is going to be about. It centers on one woman whose annual tradition of directing a Christmas pageant in tribute to her late father is disrupted by a mystery man.
Oh, no.
Are you intrigued?
Yes.
Are you feeling festive?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. I bet she ends up loving him.
Oh, of course.
I mean, I don't want to like...
Avi. So the first date to put in your calendar is July 7th at 9 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel.
Literally am. Hold on. That's a Saturday night.
So I have a challenge for you.
I'll take your challenge.
And I think this challenge is going to make you rich.
Tell me.
You need to write a script for a Hallmark movie.
Oh, So every year my older sister and I write something at Christmas. And then between each course of our Christmas dinner, we read that thing.
Amazing.
And so last
year. Can I be a part of your family?
Yeah, please come.
Okay.
Last year we wrote Civil War correspondence. Between a woman and her husband who's out on the front, because we're the nerdiest family that ever existed. But the year before, we wrote a Hallmark movie.
Amazing.
And it was about this woman. She went back home to her Midwestern town and was like there with her family.
Write what you know, right?
Yeah. And we wrote many Eau Claire, Wisconsin landmarks into there. I introduced a man whose name was Chris, who had a beard and was very rotund and jolly. Mm. And my sister had him killed because she didn't understand that he was Santa.
Chris Kringle, duh.
I know, I was very disappointed, but...
Nicole.
I know it was Nicole.
She's an author. I know. She should know about foreshadowing.
Know these things.
I've been trying to save a little bit of money lately, so I've been cutting out some extra like gym memberships and stuff that I don't really use.
Yeah.
But I can do that because I have a subscription to OpenFit.
And it's much less expensive than a stupid gym.
Yes.
Stupid gyms.
Do you know what my best friend and I did the other day?
Burned down a gym?
No, she has a subscription to OpenFit. So we opened up FaceTime and we hit play at the same time and we worked out together.
It's the best of both worlds because you don't have to be around someone, but you still get to be with someone.
Right.
OpenFit takes all of the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Waking up an hour early to go running is insane. Waking up 10 minutes earlier to work out on your app or your Roku or your computer, that's definitely doable.
And I get really bored with the same workout over and over and over again. OpenFit has so many different options, whether you're looking for a cardio workout or a strength workout, or maybe you just need some relaxing yoga time. They've got what you need. Everybody is different and OpenFit gets that, which is why you can personalize it to exactly what you need on that day.
Like for example, they have Yoga 52, which helps you build strength and flexibility, reduce stress, reshape your body. All you need is a yoga mat. Or if you want to get a little bit more intense, they have Rough Around the Edges, which are high octane workouts. They're led by badass professionals, stunt women, athletes, martial artists. They're going to leave you feeling like a rock star.
Sometimes I even just take my iPad to the park and I already have my OpenFit video like ready to play.
Yeah.
And I do it outside.
It's so nice. You can take it when you travel. You can take it on vacation. You can do it from your dark, dark living room. OpenFit has changed the way we work out. And with our code TASTE, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code TASTE and start your OpenFit journey to a healthier life.
Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit. All you have to do is text TASTE to 303030. That's the numbers, 303030.
Yes.
You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information, totally free. Again, all you have to do is text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to 303030.
Standard message and data rates may apply.
OpenFit. Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
I've been playing with this idea.
Tell me everything.
Thanks to Rachel Hollis.
Girl, wash your face.
Girl, wash your face.
Girl, wash your face.
Author of many books and motivational speaker. And if you're a QVC, do you ever watch QVC?
I did once and I came away with I haven't done it again because I came away with a flat iron. I came away with a bedside humidifier.
Yeah.
And I came away with some type of press, not a juice press, but like a fruit press, something that was a, I've never used
a kitchen gadget.
Some kitchen gadget. Yeah.
I always love the QVC products where it's like, make eggs 10 different ways. And all, like, you need is this rubber silicone outline.
I know. You can make them into a face. You can make them into Mickey ears. You can put a sausage in the middle.
Well, Rachel Hollis now has a line on QVC. And listen, I'm not a regular QVC shopper. I did have an amazing time watching it with my aunt over Easter break.
Oh, it's great. QVC is great.
It's just high quality entertainment. Rachel Hollis's line on QVC is, the stuff is actually really cute.
Okay.
Anyway.
What kind of stuff is it?
Blousy tops, white jeans and stuff like that. Okay. The one thing I do like about QVC is that they bring out models of every shape and size and show you how it looks on all different bodies.
Yes.
Though I do think that their stuff is overpriced sometimes. Anyway, I bought this thing from Rachel Hollis because I'm a sucker for anybody who's trying to help me improve my life. And it's called the Start Today Gratitude Journal.
Oh, great.
And every day you wake up and she wants you to write what you're grateful for, 10 dreams that you want to make happen that day, and the goal that you're going to achieve first.
10 dreams you're going to make happen that day?
It could be something as simple as like putting your dish towels away.
Okay.
Or like cutting up the tomatoes to make tomato salad.
I like that she calls those dreams.
Dreams. Those are
dreams. They're dreams. My big dream is that I'm going to replace the toilet paper roll.
If your dream is to make more meals at home,
yeah,
or if your goal is to make more meals at home, something small like cutting up the tomatoes or the salad or whatever.
Huge.
Small. Anyway, cognitive gratitude.
Yes.
When was the last time you actually sat down and said to yourself, I am grateful for this, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this?
I actually did it really recently. I did it like, if not last night, the night before. But it was because I found myself in a place where I was just so elated. It was filming this movie. I was so elated. I was so happy. Everyone on the crew was amazing. The cast was incredible. And I just was so in awe that this was happening. So I did it. But it shouldn't take a moment like that to make you be grateful.
Right?
Right? It shouldn't be like this moment. It should be like...
part of our daily routine.
Yeah, totally. It should be a daily thing.
I've been recognizing lately my behavior patterns, like when I'm having an amazing day and when I'm not having such an amazing day. I don't have amazing days when I wake up and the first thing I do is check social media or or open my computer. Like, how many people get out of bed, go pee, and then open up their computers?
Yeah. And your email? Your email is just a list of people who want stuff from you.
So I have been able to recognize lately that that's not what I want to do. I deleted Facebook from my phone, the app.
Yeah, that's my girl.
It's not going to be this way forever, but I'm just experimenting with a few things. And I deleted Twitter from my phone.
Yeah.
And I wake up in the morning and I go outside. I get some sunshine, get a coffee. Even though I don't love spending money on coffees every morning, it gets me out of the house.
Yep.
And today I took my journal with me to the coffee shop. I drank my coffee for a little bit and I wrote down 3 things that I was grateful for that day.
That sounds luxurious.
If the days that I've been doing this versus the days I haven't been doing this, my day is infinitely better.
Yeah. So what kind of things? Is that too personal?
No,
to
I
ask
can
what
tell
you're
you.
Writing down?
No, so today I said I'm thankful for my landlord.
Yes, because she sounds lovely.
She's really sweet. She has not raised my rent in 5 years.
And she's renovating your kitchen.
She's giving me a brand new kitchen.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
No, and I really hope she's not listening to this and she's forgotten that she hasn't raised my rent in 5 years.
Erase.
So that's the first thing I'm grateful for this morning. The second thing I'm grateful for is Mega Babe.
What's that? Wait, what's that? Is that what you call yourself?
It's something that you rub between your thighs to prevent chub rub.
Wait, what?
It's from this blogger. You definitely know her.
Mega Babe.
You can buy it at Target. You can buy it at Ulta.
Oh, it looks like a deodorant.
Yes, it looks like a stick of deodorant, but you rub it like all over your crotchal area.
Thigh rescue, bust dust.
Yes, and it's from Katie Sturino. She had that blog about being size 12.
Ooh, size 12.
I know, the 12-ish style. Where she
would
often show very skinny models wearing an outfit and then she would put it on her body and show how to work it in a different size. She's great. And this is her product, Mega Babe.
That's awesome.
I've been having some chub rub issues this summer and
it's
really painful.
It hurts.
So The other day I was hiking with my friends and I was like, oh, hang on, ladies. I took out my mega bay. I opened up the front of my yoga pants like a sack of potatoes, like I was peering inside, and I just rubbed my mega babe all over the inside of my thighs.
I should get some of that.
It's really, really awesome. It's great also if you're wearing a bathing suit for a prolonged period of time on your bikini line if you ever have any irritation.
Yeah.
That's the second thing I'm grateful for today.
That's good to have if you're going on vacation too. You're going to walk a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You start to feel the chub rub and you're like, okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So you lift up your skirt a little bit to let a little air in. You're like, okay, like, let's get some air circulation on underneath there. And then it doesn't get any better. So by the end of my Key West trip, because I didn't have Mega Babe, I was walking like a sumo wrestler down the street just so my thighs wouldn't touch. And I would say to my husband, like, you go ahead, honey. Oh. You go ahead. I just had to waddle down the street. Oh. I was putting chapstick down there. Like, wasn't really. In a pinch, it works. Chapstick works okay. But Mega Babe, anyway, it's my new favorite thing. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is my Tarte bronzer. Because Tarte is a great makeup company. They do all sorts of vegan, cruelty-free products. And if you have very light skin, Bethany, this one might actually work for you. I'm just a touch darker than you are. But they make this bronzer called Tarte Park Avenue Princess.
Ooh. Am I a Park Avenue princess?
I think you might be a Park Avenue princess.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And also, I just looked up Mega Babe. They don't test on animals.
They do not test on animals. So
I love that.
I know it seems silly, but wake up in the morning and just write down three things that you're grateful for that day. They don't have to be deep things. You know, it could just be something as simple as my glass of water this morning tasted amazing.
Well, and sometimes when it's that small, then you feel even better because you realize that there are things all around you that you can be grateful for.
Exactly. What are you grateful for recently, Bethany?
Okay. That's where my Midwestern comes out. Dennis is starting to learn the Midwestern accent, so he's been doing it a lot to practice, which means that I'm doing it more, which is not what I need to be doing.
Do you speak more in your Midwestern accent when you get upset, you think?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so like I said, I'm grateful that I get to do what I love every day.
Which so many people don't.
Yeah. I'm grateful for coffee in that no health professional is telling me I have to give up coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm also subcategory 2B to A. I'm grateful that I don't have to fire that health professional.
Yes, exactly.
Coffee gives me so much joy.
And I think any health professional that tells you to go cold turkey and give up anything unless it's smoking.
Yeah. Unless it's, you know, like ingesting all of the alcohol.
Or ingesting poison.
Yeah. Stop doing that.
Or hurting animals.
Right.
I think anything in moderation is probably okay.
Yeah, or at least taper off. But yeah, no, I'm keeping this. And I'm also really grateful that my body works. Like, I've been focusing so much on things that I want to be able to do, certain strength things I want to get better at. Yeah. But I forget to be grateful that my body works and I can walk long distances and I can take myself where I need to go under the power of my body. That isn't something that maybe will always be the case or is the case for everyone. And I'm lucky. I'm in a position of privilege to have a body that all of it works. And so I need to be grateful for that and just aware of it.
Yeah. I was listening to WNYC a couple of weeks ago, Brian Lehrer. Someone called in about being a caretaker of a handicapped person.
Mm-hmm.
And how most people don't think about New York City subway elevators.
They're awful.
And most of the time they're not working. They're out of service. Or when you do find one that's working, you go inside and it's disgusting. Like there's piss in there, there's garbage. And I just thought to myself, God, I'm so lucky that my legs work. Yep. I can take myself upstairs. I don't have to wait for an elevator if it's not working. I'm not screwed. Yeah. And I'm not going to miss an appointment that I have to get to because I got to a subway stop where the elevator's not working.
It's crazy. So I work with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation and they work on, you know, helping people who have mobility issues. They're on the forefront of a lot of research of like spinal cord stimulation research. And last November, I believe, was their annual huge gala. And they always honor somebody. And it's just this amazing thing. The night of the gala, it was snowing like a motherfucker.
Wow.
And everyone was running late. Cars were running late. But one of the gentlemen who was being honored is in a wheelchair and almost missed being honored. He came onto the stage in a t-shirt because he hadn't had time to change into his tux because the elevators didn't work in the subway system. And literally strangers volunteered to carry him upstairs of the subway and get him to where he needed to go. And it made it into page 6 because the MTA had to issue a statement and be like, yeah, we messed up. Our elevators are broken. We don't have enough. Like, we're going to try to work on it.
Yeah.
Just being aware of what your body can do.
Yeah, don't get down because you can't run a mile without stopping.
Right.
Get up because you have the ability to run a mile.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't have the ability to run a mile. I can see a mile.
You could go a mile.
I can move a mile, right? But yeah, but I love that you brought this up, Kathleen, because it is. Like, I'm really grateful that this coffee is delicious right now. And mm-hmm. I'm grateful that you're in my house. And I'm grateful that I have a house to be in. You yes. know, like, just the things that maybe don't feel as, like, big of a deal. Yeah. They are a big deal for someone.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm giving up emails and computers and social media in the morning.
Yeah.
And writing down what I'm grateful for first.
I love that.
Getting a little sunshine. Get my vitamin D.
That vitamin D.
And I just want to finish up quickly with this kind of amazing thing that happened. And I'm not at all tooting my own horn. It's just something that I want other people to think about too.
Okay.
I got a Facebook message from this guy who I was really close with in high school. His name is Kevin. And he and I, it's not like we had a falling out or anything. You know, you just lose touch with people totally. After a long time.
Yeah.
Sort of along the same lines as being grateful for the small things in your life or just acknowledging things that you're grateful for at all. He wrote to me in this message, "Hey, Kathleen, long time no see. I was just reminiscing about the past and I wanted to say thank you. You have completely changed my life."
Whoa.
"My life is cheerleading, and I never thought that it would consume my life in such a positive way." A little inside here is that when I was a cheerleader in high school, I convinced Kevin, begged him actually, to join the cheer squad.
I didn't know you were a cheerleader.
Hello, I was captain of the cheer squad.
Shut up.
So he continues, "Since high school cheer, I cheered in college, I cheered for the All-Stars, I competed in cheerleading worlds."
Kevin!
"And now I'm a coach at one of the best All-Star programs in the country."
Kevin!
"I work for the National Cheerleading Association."
What the fuck?
"I get to work at camps all over the country and in Japan, and I want to say thank you because if it wasn't for you, I don't know where my life would be. Thank you for being you."
That's amazing, Kathleen.
And
did you have any idea?
I knew that he was working in the cheerleading realm in some capacity, but I didn't really always remember that I asked him to join the cheer squad. And, you know, getting this note from him, I was like, wow.
That's so cool.
So my Aww. Challenge is to everybody listening, figure out where you are in your life right now and maybe sort of go backwards and pinpoint who got you there in a small way or a big way, whatever way it may be. And maybe just like send them a Facebook message.
That's I love that. That's really great.
So I'm really grateful for Kevin too, because he reminded me that you change people's lives and people change your lives.
Yeah.
Your life rather in small ways. And you just never know how it's going to affect you down the line.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Oh, Kevin.
Isn't that sweet?
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did that, Kathleen.
Anyway, there's our positivity pants corner.
Yeah. Don't worry. After this next commercial, I'll bring it right back down again. Kathleen, we've been talking about, you know, healthy routine, getting in shape, changing your brain, and getting into a healthy routine with your body and the stuff you're putting into it.
Have you ever walked through the vitamin store or the vitamin aisle, rather, at like CVS or the supermarket? There are so many bottles.
And most of them are things I don't understand. But then if you're like, I think I need this, it's really expensive to buy that $15 bottle of something or other that you don't know what it is.
I just spent $20 on spirulina the other day.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Who the hell knows?
That is why I love our subscriptions to Care of Vitamins.
Care of lets you know exactly what you need, and they do it with this fun online quiz. They ask you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It only takes 5 minutes to do, and then you find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations.
Yeah, so they ask you all these questions like, how much do you sleep? Mm-hmm. You know, do you need more energy in the afternoon? What kind of health goals are important to you? And then they put together a little package exactly customized for what your body needs.
And it puts your name on it. And that's how you know it's good. Care of delivers daily vitamin and supplement packs, all customized to your recommendations. So you're only taking what you really need. And you can modify your subscription at any time if your needs or your preferences change.
Yes.
Plus, they have vegan and vegetarian supplement options too. And they do all of this scientific research so that you know what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources backed by honest guidance and transparency. It's all on their website.
I honestly couldn't keep up with my daily vitamin routine before we got care of.
Yeah.
Because I would be like, here's a jar over there and here's a jar over there. And I just never got my act together. But care of helped me upgrade my health routine.
Yep. You just take your pack, you put it in your purse or your briefcase or your fanny pack or backpack or pocket or, you know, back pocket, or you put your hand, or you put it in your car. So get your own for 25% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter the code TASTE. Again, go to takecareof.com, enter the code TASTE. That's going to get you 25% off your first Care Of order. Kathleen.
Yes.
Summer is here.
Mm-hmm.
We had Memorial Day.
I love summer.
I know you do. And you know what? If you're someone who loves summer, I'm excited for you that this is your season.
Thank you.
So I met someone over the weekend and found out that they are like me and that summer is a struggle for them.
There's somebody else out there who hates summer just as much as you do.
Yeah, there are those of us who exist, but we try not to be too verbal about it because we get yelled at.
I just thought of a business proposition for you.
What's that?
You start a summer camp in Antarctica.
Ooh, that's a really good idea. Or it's just like in an underground bunker where it's nice and chilly.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me realize that I am not the only one who struggles with this season.
Okay.
And a lot of people struggle with it, not because they hate happiness and good things,
mm-hmm.
but because we're maybe a little insecure about our bodies.
Gotcha.
And so we don't want to be wearing shorts and tank tops and crop tops and backless shirts and, you know, all that stuff.
I understand that.
I have bad skin. I don't love to go outside without makeup on,
uh-huh.
but when you're wearing a lot of foundation, it all sweats off and you're literally sweating money off your face.
Yes.
You feel gross.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of reasons people don't like it. And that means that A, don't yell at your friend who doesn't love summer. B.
Bethany, stop it.
It's like what? It's
love summer.
I can't. And also, I run hot, Kathleen.
I know.
I walked up the stairs the other day. Dennis put his hand on my back and he was like, holy crap, you really are hot.
We should cook some hamburgers.
I
on
know.
You.
You put an egg on my back. Psss, you can make it 10 ways if you have this little silicone thing.
Over easy.
So I found this website and it is a website I can't pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
Myunidays.com.
Mm.
And it's 10 summer activities for people who hate summer. And I found a lot of these different articles, but they were all clearly written by people who love summer because it was like, enjoy the sun or be excited that there's sun out or, but now it's warm. And I'm like, no, you're an idiot.
You're like, I'm pale and I run hot.
Yeah. Like I don't want to be in the, okay. So this is tips by a woman named Sarah Q on how to get through summer.
Okay.
And I thought these were very, very helpful. Number one. Go to the movies.
Yes.
The summer movie season was created because movie theaters were one of the first buildings that had indoor AC.
Yes.
And so people would go there in the summer to soak up the AC and movie companies were like, let's put out some good movies.
There's just something so comforting when it's 90 degrees outside, it's blazing hot. Going into the movie theater, I like to get a small popcorn.
Yeah.
I love one of my favorite food groups.
I like to get a large popcorn.
And I like to get a Diet Coke.
I like to get a Diet Coke.
Oh, like a cold, icy cold, fresh.
If you can get that crushed ice.
Oh, so good.
Oh, man.
It's just, it's a fabulous summer activity.
Yeah. And then sometimes the movie theater is so cold that Bethany's personal recommendation here, wear something smaller because no one's going to see you because it's dark in there. And then you'll get cold
mm-hmm.
so that when you leave and it's 90 degrees, it'll feel okay.
Yeah.
At least the duration of you getting back to your home. So that's number one. Number two, go shopping. You can leave your home to go shopping, but you don't have to leave your home to go shopping if you don't want to. So if you want to walk around, go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stay inside, do it online.
My mom is one of those people who like goes to the mall and gets her steps in.
Yeah.
And I 100% when I retire will be one of those people too.
Fully. Find your friend. You two walk together. You talk about your grandkids and how they're such a disappointment to you. And you walk around and walk around.
When I do get a chance to go to the mall, one of my favorite things is like to pop in my earbuds, put on a good podcast, put on a good audiobook and just peruse through the stores.
Yeah, totally.
You know, just like look at something, but like you're not really there to buy anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is the second time you've used the word peruse, which is a combination of peruse and browse. And it's perfect. And I like it.
Is it actually a word?
No,
it's not.
You've invented it.
Peruse.
But it is exactly what it needs to be because perusing and browsing are perfect.
Thanks.
I like it a lot. Number three, brunch. The great thing about brunch is that you can do it before it gets too hot out. Uh-huh. Like if it's a little earlier, maybe 11 when they first start serving brunch,
yes.
sit outside in the shade mm-hmm. and it's probably not too hot yet. And then by the time you're done drinking brunch, I mean eating brunch, you can go home.
There's just something about sitting outside and having a meal that feels so European.
And when the sun goes down, it's really nice.
So I made a reservation for a pizza place with my friends over the weekend. And I called ahead. I said, hey, listen, there's 7 of us. Can we have the table outside?
Yeah.
And the woman on the phone goes, you can. But have you checked the weather? I said, yeah, I've checked the weather. Like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
She goes, are you sure? Because I saw rain. And I said, no, it shows that the rain's not going to start until midnight. It's going to be fine. She goes, okay. But I just want you to know, if it starts to rain, under no circumstances can you come inside the restaurant.
Who is she? What is going on? Did it rain?
No, it was totally fine.
She's very dramatic.
I was like, somebody takes their job very seriously.
Goodness gracious.
Also, who's stopping me from taking my pizza and just standing in the middle of your restaurant if it's raining outside?
Exactly. Also, I bet she was wearing a black veil.
She was wearing all black.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. Okay, number 4 from this article. Take a workout class. All right. So, maybe not. But if you want to like be inside but also get a workout, okay.
Okay, usually the gym has like pretty good AC. So yeah. I understand what this article is saying.
Yeah.
In the summertime, I like to take my free weights into my bedroom where my AC is and then
that's
like
good.
Work out right in front of the AC.
Yeah, I like that. Number 5 is bake. A lot of this is like if you want to stay inside but feel productive, right? So that's what the workout class is, but that's also what this is, mm-hmm. is get a lot of baking done. You can make cookies for your friends. If you have a lot of, I know like April for me is when all of these birthdays happen. Like yeah. everyone I know has their birthday in April. And so if you're someone who has like a summer month like that where it's just all birthdays, bake a bunch of stuff and then freeze it so you can give it away as gifts yes. when it comes time to be like panic birthdays.
Yes. Well, baking is cheap, yeah. cheap gift to give somebody. But I'm going to play the devil's advocate on this one. If you don't have great AC in your house, baking makes your house like really hot.
This is true.
You have an AC basically right next to your stove.
Yeah.
But you don't use your oven or your stove, so it doesn't matter.
I use it as storage. Yeah, there's some things in there. The oven is the shelf of the kitchen.
What's next, Carrie Bradshaw?
Okay, number 6, create something. So if you don't like to cook or it's too hot, try something else inside, like painting, or if you want to refinish something, like I'm working on refinishing that bar cart, or doing some collage art, even if it's just journaling or doing YouTube videos and like learning makeup or painting, do something creative in your own space.
Well, sunshine and more light in your house leads to more creativity. You get yeah. those creative juices flowing. You know how sometimes people suffer from seasonal depression in
yeah,
the winter?
Totally.
And they're just not feeling good about themselves and they're not feeling creative. It's because we're not getting as much light in our life.
Yeah.
In our lives. So let the sunshine direct where your day shall go.
I like that. Number 7, binge watch a new show.
Oh.
Stay in, binge watch.
What have you binge watched lately?
I have been watching, damn it. Oh, I want to see Good Omens.
Oh.
Starring Michael Sheen and a British guy I don't know.
That has been popping up in my Fire Stick advertisements.
It looks really funny.
Yes, it does.
Did you watch the trailer for it?
I didn't.
It's good.
I just finished season 1 of Dead to Me with Christina Applegate.
Yes!
Fabulous.
I think I saw the first 4 episodes and then ran out of time. It looks really good.
I love TV shows that are like 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
So you can basically get the first full season done in a day if you have a day's worth of yeah. nothing to do.
And the thing I love about that show is that reading the description, I was like, I know what this is about. I solved the mystery. But then in the first episode, they tell you what that mystery was. So you're like, oh, they don't think I'm stupid. Each thing you think you have them outsmarted,
yeah.
they up the stakes.
Exactly.
It's a lot like The Good Place. Every episode, they up the stakes so much that you're always excited.
And I've learned a lot, and I'll talk about this in an episode in the future, but I've learned a lot about grief from that show.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's just so completely different than what you have ever expected it to be when you're actually in the thick of it.
Yeah, because the premise is...
Christina Applegate's husband has died.
Yes, yeah. like immediately.
And I'm not giving anything away. You find that out in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, when a woman brings over a Mexican casserole.
Exactly.
A Mexican lasagna.
Yeah, she goes, this is my take on Mexican lasagna. I hope it doesn't have too many raisins. Christina Applegate is like, what the fuck? Raisins are not Mexican food.
Okay, next on the list. Number 8.
Yeah.
Read some autobiographies or books in general. Again, you get to stay inside. You get to do something that fills your soul if you love to read. You can put a chair literally right next to your AC an open window.
Do you have a favorite autobiography?
I don't read a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So no. Do you?
Yes.
I feel like you read a lot of them.
My favorite autobiography is, and like I don't really have that many. This is the one I always say.
It's the one you read.
Ernest Hemingway's Immovable Feast.
Oh, okay. Should I read it?
You absolutely would love it because he was friends with F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh.
And it's all about his time when he was living in Paris as an expat, writing books over there. He was not such a great person.
Yeah.
But it's really, it's one of my favorite books of all time.
I want to be an expat.
I know, me too. It just sounds so glamorous. I love it when you read somebody's bio description, a magazine contributor or whatever, and it's like, Hillary is living in England as an expat, married to her Scottish husband, but she still contributes amazing photography to Domino magazine.
She's like married to Liam.
So glamorous.
So glamorous. There's a Wisconsin expat bar in the West Village. Which I've never gone to, but it's for all the people who moved to New York as expats from the Midwest.
We should go there.
They have bras and beer.
It's your
bras,
people.
Brats and beer nights.
B-R-A-T-S.
Mm-hmm, it's like a big hot dog.
They're serving up children?
Yeah, little brats.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, redecorate. You're going to be spending all this time inside. Have fun. Like get new curtains, rearrange your furniture, put a fresh coat of paint on that wallpaper, even though you don't have your permission from your landlord.
So I'm going to put up wallpaper
because
my landlord is amazing. She never says anything about anything I do, but I'm going to do the removable wallpaper.
Yeah, that's cool.
I
like
that. I'm going to do a whole wall of it.
There is this wallpaper that I had in my bathroom growing up in my house, and I am trying to find it because it was really, really unique. So it's probably from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beige wallpaper covered in line drawings of cartoon naked people. And
beige wallpaper.
Yep. And it was just black line drawings
of naked people.
Of naked cartoon people. One woman in the shower with her boobs popping out and a man being like, oh, a man in the bath with bubbles coming out of it. And you just see like a foot and his head. A lot of nipples, but all cartoon nipples.
So this was in your bathroom growing up.
Yeah.
A, amazing.
Yeah.
B, we must find this.
I've been trying to find it. You can imagine it. It's been bringing up a lot of internet searches that are not at all what I was looking for, mostly cartoon porn, which is not what I've been trying to find.
No.
so it's such a specific, and I just have been trying to find it, and I can't.
If you find a picture of it, we can recreate it, you know.
Really?
So I saw this technique once where somebody was looking to recreate this wallpaper that had, it ceased to exist. The company wasn't making it anymore, but they found a picture of it online, and so they painted their wall, the background color of the wallpaper, and then they went to a graphic designer and had this graphic designer make the flowers from the wallpaper, but in sticker form. And then they had them printed and they did their wallpaper that way.
That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I can find a picture of it, I'll make t-shirts.
Listen,
it's amazing.
Go to my Pinterest.
Okay.
Pinterest.com/webgirlkathleen.
Okay.
I have a whole section dedicated to wallpaper there.
Okay. Of course you do. Okay. And the last one is just go to museums. Okay. If you're not a museum person, hold on. Dress up. Make it a thing.
Yeah.
Make it a day. And if you don't like museums, I just went to the Restoration Hardware store and meatpacking.
Yes.
It's a museum.
Oh, I'm
but
so
it's not.
Mad that you didn't take me with you.
Okay. Dennis and I went. He wasn't excited because he doesn't love RH, but I love RH. And
who doesn't love RH?
He's angry that that kind of a store has changed the way that New York is, and he's from here, and so he doesn't recognize the city anymore, which I totally understand.
It's Restoration Hardware is very rustic.
But it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
Right?
It's like $2,000 for a dresser or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I understand, because I'm sure that city block used to be, you know, stores that people could buy their meat at, and now it's like a Restoration Hardware.
The Restoration Hardware here in the city and the meatpacking, I believe it has a restaurant
sure
on the
does.
Top.
Sure does.
So you can be like eating on this plate and you can be like, wow. I mean, if you're like a rich person.
Yeah.
Not if you're a me person.
They have a coffee shop.
And you can be like, can you order me 12 of these plates? I want to eat on these plates at home.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
And it's on the roof so you can see all of the meatpacking district.
Uh-huh.
And then on like the third floor, there's a coffee shop and there were two men having a business meeting. So I'm thinking, if you want to have a meeting, can you meet me at the Restoration Hardware and we'll have our business meeting there?
It's crazy. I need to get my butt there.
Yeah. So it's just a way to escape the heat. If you want to walk around a space that's beautiful,
uh-huh.
Get dressed up, like just make it a thing. And the other thing that I noticed is Dennis and I have been having to have some sort of just touching bases conversations, and they're not fun to have.
In terms of what?
Just like our relationship and any sort of hiccups we've encountered.
Like checking in, making sure you're on the same page type stuff.
Yeah. And those conversations, like one of them happened organically because we were walking around and our focus was on other things. And so it was a little easier to have a hard conversation.
Yeah.
Because we were walking around and looking at stuff together. And so it kind of took some of the pressure off. So that might be a good place to do that stuff too.
It gets you to behave differently than you would have. And yeah, sometimes it's better. It's easier to have those hard conversations in a public place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, if you're not a museum person, think about this. And this sounds like a really lovely afternoon to me, but like maybe not to you. Maybe it sounds like a nightmare, but take your journal with you and sit in front of a painting and write a short story about that painting.
Yeah. Just I like that a lot.
I know it seems so silly, but I promise you, you'll leave whatever museum that you're in feeling just a touch more inspired.
It's just something to get you out of your routine, get you out of your head, and make you realize that you're capable of more than you're giving yourself credit for.
And most museums have like a cafe where you can get a glass of wine or a beer or something. Mm-hmm. Take yourself out.
Yeah. Go for a little trip. They also have a gift shop where you can buy like an $80 scarf with water lilies printed on it. And you deserve that $80 scarf.
Yes, you do.
I've never bought a scarf from a gift shop. They're insanely.
I have. I've bought t-shirts too.
Yeah, I like a t-shirt. They're so expensive.
You will have to take a mortgage out to buy that scarf.
And it's always like also some local artisan making really big clay jewelry. And it's like, this clay jewelry is worth $150. If you have any tips for how to get through the summer months for people who maybe don't love summer. And again, we're not trying to be sticks in the mud and ruin all your joy. I mean, a lot of it comes from insecurity and high body temperature.
I love summer, but I feel you. Yeah. I see you. I understand you.
Yeah, thank you. I honor you. Speaking of not wanting to sweat off your makeup, BioClarity has a clear skin routine so you don't quite have to worry so much about big acne.
Big summer acne.
Like big pharma, but it's big acne.
When you're sweating, essentially doing anything outside in the summer, you're going to sweat, and sweat equals more acne. I know it's something that Bethany and I struggle with, and that's why we love BioClarity.
So BioClarity has two different routines. Kathleen and I use the clear skin routine. There's also the essentials routine if your skin is normal or dry, but the clear skin routine comes with three steps that get rid of breakouts, they clear and calm skin, and it has a bunch of detoxifying nutrients in it too, plus antioxidants, and includes a super special ingredient only in BioClarity. It's called Floralux from plants.
Floralux.
BioClarity helps with redness, hyperpigmentation. The three steps are cleanse, treat, restore, and we love it. Our skin has gotten much clearer. My big struggle is pitting from old breakouts, but when it comes to acne, BioClarity has helped so much.
Yeah, texture is one of my biggest issues too. And hyperpigmentation, once I have a pimple, it feels like it never goes away. But using my BioClarity, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, it really helps.
And BioClarity has been with us since the beginning. And we love them because their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. And if you're not happy, they also have a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee.
So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. Right now, our Acquired Taste listeners will get 40% off their skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off of everything on the website. Holy mackerel.
That's a good deal.
That's a really good deal. But you need to enter our code ACQUIRED at checkout. That's ACQUIRED.
There's a C in it.
There's a C.
Go to BioClarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code ACQUIRED, ACQUIRED, at checkout.
Bethany, I'm sorry if I smell right now. Like if you're getting whiffs of me.
You don't. I do, but you don't.
Because I got out of the shower this morning and I went to go get a coffee and I just put on the same shirt that I slept in last night.
So you're wearing your pajamas?
And then I'm wearing my pajamas and then I forgot to change it before I came over.
No, you're good. You're fine.
Getting whiffs of my own.
Your own scent.
Can I talk to you about 5G for a second?
Yeah, I don't understand it, but it's a phone thing and I don't care, but I... No, hold on. No, that's bitchy. I do care. I don't care to learn about it, but I care about what you're about to say.
I'm going
to
teach it to you no matter what.
Okay. All right. Good.
we're all addicted to our phones. It's a crazy connected world, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do in my downtime is to look up new devices in the smart home field and then figure out exactly how I'm going to program my home to work for me.
Kathleen, no. Your home is going to, we've discussed this, your home is going to take you hostage.
No.
Your Echo is going to control your entire house to lock you in and cook you alive.
So there's this special fan now, the smart fan, the ceiling fan, okay? And it talks to your AC. And when your AC decides that the best way to cool your house is maybe by circulating air at the top of the room, the fan starts working and vice versa. Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
And then one day when your home decides that it doesn't want you anymore, your AC tells your fan to go real high.
Stop.
And then shoot down from the ceiling and kappa your detate and your head falls to the floor.
So our lives are going to be even more amazing when 5G is fully implemented on this earth. We both have 4G right now.
Probably.
It's the frequency in which connectivity and information can get to your phone, okay?
Okay.
So 4G is pretty fast.
Fast, because it's the fourth generation
of wireless connectivity, whatever. 5G is 1,000 times faster than 4G.
So I'm going to get irritated by the incoming text 1,000 times faster.
1,000 times faster. Okay, this is why they're saying that 5G is good. It's going to boost efficiency.
Okay,
in terms of the devices that we have and the work that we do.
Okay. So it will make videos download faster for me?
Exactly.
Okay,
so
that.
Like when you need to make a grilled cheese and you're like, YouTube, how do I make a grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart cars, autonomous cars. 5G is going to help our cars detect obstacles in the road.
So it can hit them faster?
No, so we can avoid them faster, interact with smart signs, and it's going to allow cars to talk to each other, so less accidents. In theory, this is all in theory. 5G is also going to allow us to have smart cities. You know how we call up Ubers now to come pick us up?
Yeah.
Well, think about on-demand public transportation.
Okay.
And smart buses, that type of thing. So you can see when the bus is coming, right?
All right, fair.
Gives you
like
more
this.
Options.
Yes.
Smart buildings, energy efficiency, right?
Okay, I like energy efficiency.
And then drone delivery.
Okay.
So drone transportation. If you order something from Amazon Prime, a drone comes and delivers it, which means it's less emissions from a truck coming to your house, less traffic on the road, that type of thing. You're going to be able to connect to more devices. Now, this is going to make a huge difference in terms of agricultural industries, manufacturing industries, and retail industries.
Okay.
So smart farming.
All right.
Right?
So
that's kind of cool.
People will lose their jobs, but that's always the case when new industries pop up.
Yeah, but then new industries create new jobs.
Okay. All right.
Faster and more immersive entertainment. So think about you're at a concert, you're at a baseball game.
Yeah.
Coupons for sodas and beers and stuff. They'll be able to pop up on your phone.
Gotcha.
You'll be able to get insider information because you're in the stadium. You're like watching this thing.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
All of these things sound hesitantly okay. I'm a little nervous about the drone deliveries. All I'm saying is now look up and enjoy the skies looking clear while we have them, because soon we won't have clear skies.
Yeah, but we'll have faster streaming on all accounts.
I don't mean to be such a bummer. I just am nervous. Continue.
I'm ready for it.
You know me. I love a Victrola and I love, you know, an old timey film projector.
We all know that you churn your own butter on Sundays.
Exactly.
Okay. So devices that we already use will be, you know, faster. Fitness monitoring, smart thermostats, doors, locks, light bulbs, any sort of connected appliance. But it's going to go up to the next level. Smart clothing.
What is my clothing going to do that's so smart?
Smart prosthetic limbs.
Your limbs are going to be correcting your grammar.
Ingestible health monitors.
Nope, nope, nope.
Yes.
No.
Bethany.
No, no. I am not going to take a pill that's a health monitor and now I have a robot inside my body.
Yes, but if somebody is diabetic, that health monitor inside their body might be able to monitor their insulin levels. Think about it. If you have a prosthetic leg or you have a prosthetic arm, it might be able to connect to your phone in a way where if the weather is different, it behaves differently. Or if you're running, you put it into running mode. Think about that.
Okay, but again, what if it like decides to go against you and now your own hand punches you in the chest?
Okay, so these are some of the reasons why people are thinking that 5G is bad.
Did you see Idle Hands starring Devon Sawa?
I didn't, but he's so hot.
His hand turned against him. Kathleen, his hand kept trying to kill him.
I vaguely remember this
Devon
movie.
Devon Sawa, the very same one we love. He could have died because of his hand.
Okay, reasons why 5G are bad. A lot of our devices that we currently use aren't going to be able to connect to 5G frequencies.
Okay.
So that means that a lot of people are going to be throwing out their smartphones, their tablets, their computers, whatever.
Which is so expensive.
It's expensive and it's wasteful.
And yeah, and not everyone can afford to get a new phone anytime that there is a new G.
Yes. I think 5G might be the end of the road.
I doubt it.
There was also a hoax going around that 5G killed a whole slew of birds in the Netherlands.
No. It was a hoax?
It was a hoax. Okay. It's not true. So if that pops up in your Google searches, because I'm really encouraging everybody to do their research on this because yeah. I'm for it. I'm ready for it, but it may not be for you. 5G is going to need more antennas than 4G.
Ugh.
So there's going to be more building, but they're not going to be really intrusive. You know how 4G towers are really tall? 5G towers are going to be, they're going to be much lower. They're not going to be as intrusive.
Okay.
And then once they're actually built, there's less interference with the frequencies.
Okay.
So you're not going to be like, oh, I can't get a signal, which is why it's going to be good for more devices, right?
Okay. All right, cool. And horror films will then have to come up with a different device for figuring out why people can't just use their cell phone to call to help. Because right now, oh, no one has a signal. No,
yeah.
Dump.
Yeah. People who write them will actually have to get more creative.
Yes.
There are a handful of scientists appealing to the United Nations about the negative ways that they think that 5G is going to affect our health.
Oh.
EMF frequencies, a lot of scientists are just saying more EMF frequencies in the environment, in the air, whatever, all around us at all times. They're causing cancer. They're causing blindness. They're causing problems with thyroid. And that's just the beginning of it.
Blindness?
Blindness. This is just the view of a few scientists in terms of what they think about EMF frequencies.
Okay.
The FDA is still currently behind 5G. The FDA is like, okay, we're not going to say no yet.
I don't know if I trust the FDA.
After I've given you all of this information, I have a really weird story to share with you.
Okay.
Which is why I briefed you.
Thank you for the dossier of information.
Up until this point. Okay, this is from physicsworld.com. And there is a major debate. And if this is true, if this turns out to be true, 5G will kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Jesus.
They're saying that 5G is going to impact the way that we predict the weather.
Whether in a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way. Weather forecasting.
Okay.
This article is saying that the uncontrolled use of the 5G spectrum, which is not a spectrum that our current 4G and 3G travel on. It's a totally different spectrum.
Okay.
In terms of the environment, it could interfere, 5G could interfere with the detection of water vapor in the atmosphere. It's like this. Your noisy neighbors are moving in next door with a very loud transmitter. This is a disagreement between the U.S. government and mobile phone industry. This has been going on for years over the use of 5G. So the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is saying that 5G networks could reduce the accuracy of weather forecasts by up to 30%.
Holy cow.
That loss would leave forecasts no better than they were in the 1980s.
Ooh.
So it's literally like turning back time on the scientific advances in terms of weather forecasting that we've had up until this point.
Oh, crap. So storms that are coming, we won't be able to warn people necessarily as accurately.
It would give coastal residents 2 to 3 days fewer to prepare for impending hurricanes.
Holy cow. We're a coastal resident. This affects us, and so we care.
Yeah, we live by some major bodies of water. So there's this meteorologist, their name is Jordan Girth from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
My home state.
Yes.
Shout out.
Jordan is saying that water vapor signals lie in the spectrum that the 5G spectrum is. And that's between, and these are just numbers to me, 23.6 and 24 GHz. I don't know what
gigahertz.
That
means. Gigahertz.
5G transmissions can easily leak into the range where weather forecasting is predicted.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
It's not good.
By the way, I just looked it up and GH stands for gigahertz.
There you go.
So, but there's no stopping it. People aren't going to just not make 5G because
I don't think 5G is going anywhere. Forecasters, and this article continues, forecasters express concern that the growth of 5G could threaten other spectrum bands, such as the ability to detect rain and snow, atmospheric temperature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
We're all screwed.
I don't know.
Something
to think about. There are a lot of publications online, scientific publications that are talking about this issue.
I wonder if the number of people who use 5G is going to affect how bad it affects us, or if it really is just the existence of it is enough damage.
They're testing cities first, and at least in America, in middle America first, because we, you know, in New York City here, we have 4G towers everywhere.
Yeah.
There's almost nowhere in New York City except underground where you're not going to get a signal. And now they've been putting transmitters underground. So even when we're on the subway under thousands of feet of concrete, we're still getting signals.
Yeah.
So this is not going to come to New York for a long time. I don't know what the timeline in terms of rolling out 5G is actually going to be, but I see the pros and cons of both sides.
Yeah, I just see the cons. the more and more I live and more I listen to true crime and conspiracy theory podcasts, the thicker my tinfoil hat gets.
Blame it on the husband.
I mean, always blame it on the husband or the wife, whoever has access to your life insurance policy.
Mm, touche.
Yeah, they always are the ones who did it.
So I don't know. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's something we'll keep an eye on. But again, it's like there's nothing that like us being against it isn't going to stop them from making it. So,
but like, imagine being able to download a movie while you're sitting in the middle of a public park. That's
while you're sitting
cool.
in the middle of a hurricane that you didn't know was coming.
That's true. That's you make a good point.
5G isn't going to help you when a tornado is tearing the roof off your house.
I'm a little bit sour because when I was in Puerto Rico recently, I tried to download an episode of Game of Thrones. It didn't work. And I was like, what the hell?
Wham.
What is this life I'm living?
Wham.
I just want to watch Game of Thrones.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that those really cute pick-your-own fruit farms that you see on the side of the road are more hype than they're worth. I went strawberry picking this weekend.
Yeah, that's great. I used to do it growing up.
I bent down, picked my own strawberries and stuff.
Yeah. Your picture on Instagram was very cute.
Thanks. But let me tell you, it was hard labor.
It was a lot of work.
It was hot and you're like going through the bushes trying to find the good strawberries. And then you have to like leave the not ripe ones so they have a chance to live. I got home and one day later, the strawberries that I picked myself had gone mushy. Give me the pesticides that make my strawberries last longer.
And also like we should be grateful for farm laborers. We should. Because it's such hard work.
I am very grateful for farm laborers. It's like my legs were sore the next day. But I spent like all this money to do all the work myself. Mm-hmm. And then the strawberries went mushy the next day because they were like organic or something.
Can you make jam out of them?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, make some jam out of them because then you can smoosh them up.
Call your mom for the recipe.
She'll give it to you. She will give it freely.
Anyway, if you've picked your own fruit recently and it turned out better than my experience, please let me know.
It's fun.
Bethany, what'd you learn this week?
I learned about this awesome new cat toy. If you have Schmitterns, they'll love this.
Kitchen Schmitterns?
Yeah. One of the guys on our crew, his name's James. He has a cat. Her name is Charlie. And she loves this toy. And he gave me one to give to the Schmitterns. And it's on Amazon. It's by Jackson Galaxy, cat expert.
Jackson Galaxy is like a strange dude.
He carries all his cat tools in his guitar case.
What was the name of his show on Animal Planet? It was like The Cat Whisperer?
My Cat from Hell or
something. Oh, that's right. If you have a cat that's really misbehaved, Jackson Galaxy can fix it. Anyway, I've purchased his cat products before. He makes really good stuff.
I didn't realize he made them, but he makes these balls that my cat's freaked out over, and they're just called Jackson Galaxy Satellites Cat Toy. They're on Amazon. They're these four little balls, and they're super thin plastic, and they're sort of in this weird kind of loopy sphere shape so that the cats can like pick them up and carry them, and like they spring around and jump, and they're whatever, the cats love them, and they're $4.
You're cheap
for four of them. So again, they're called Jackson Galaxy Satellites Cat Toy, and you can find them on Amazon, and I'm gonna order 2 packs of them.
It's a good reminder that your pets need entertainment too. Like, you have to get gadgets for your pets to play with. Essentially, like, you wouldn't put a child in a house with no toys.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget that. They think that the cat or the dog is just there for lounging, and you have to give these animals some sort of form of exercise or entertainment.
Yeah, and the toys can be expensive, but they don't have to be.
No.
And also, I will, like, cycle toys in and out so they forget about them.
Oh, I do that too.
And then bring them back out, and it's like new toy.
Yeah.
Which they love. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Oh, I just stretched and that feels good.
And you just showed your midriff and I kind of liked it.
Thanks, man. I'm pulling that shirt back down.
Turned me on.
Kathleen, where can people find you on social?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson, MS Bethany Watson on Instagram.
If you want to follow this podcast, you can do so on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
You can email us at AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to send us some snail mail, you can do so at An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
Please leave us a voicemail if you want to. We always play them at the end of episodes. We love to hear from you. We love to hear what you're up to. 917-994-0353.
And Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, ladies. This is Audra from Rochester. I just wanted to let you guys know that I just did my first roller derby practice, and I have never been on roller skates before, and I am so proud of myself for even showing up and then performing pretty well. I only fell once, and my ass hurts, but that's okay. I am so excited, and I hope that everybody does something that scares them a little bit this summer.
Hi, ladies. This is Katie. I just listened to the Memorial Day episode, and I was dying when Kathleen was talking about backhanding the chicken, particularly because I was in Key West right after you left, Kathleen, and I was secretly hoping we would run into each other, but it didn't happen. But what really got me was I always refer to the teenage chickens and, like, teenage geese and other birds and stuff, and my fiancé makes fun of me all the time for it, but it's so true. It's not a baby. It's not an adult. It's a teenage chicken.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Ashley. I just listened to your podcast where you guys were talking about how the Navy came out and said they're going to listen to alien stories now. My husband works on quote-unquote computers for the military, and I always ask him if he's ever seen an alien, and he is dead set on he cannot tell me.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Chase Bud Kirsten from Charlottesville, Virginia. I just wanted to say I love you both and give a shout out to Kathleen's summer goal of finishing the Couch to 5K app. I cannot tell you how many times I've restarted this program over the past 6 years, but a couple weeks ago I finished it and ran a fun bubble run 5K. Just know you can do it. Sending you both love. Bye.
Hi, ladies. This is Amanda from Onondaga County. I could not believe that our little town was mentioned on your podcast. I actually grew up right down the road from 13 Curves, and I can tell you it's pretty creepy. I personally have not seen the haunting bride, but some people I know have seen her, and she is pretty creepy.
Hey, Kathleen and Bethany, it's your favorite taste bud from Syracuse, New York.
I wanted to let you know that I'm drinking rosé, drinking red wine, having popcorn with peanut butter on it, and let me tell you, it has changed
really good
my fucking life, Kathleen and Bethany.
Hi, guys. These are Taste Buds here at the New York City Taste Bud Meetup. We're here at Clinton Hall. This is Katie, or Scarlett on Facebook. I'm here with Seamus.
Hi.
Rose.
Hello.
And Cassandra.
Hi.
And we brought in a recruit, my boyfriend, TJ.
What's up?
We love you guys. We don't have anything funny to say, but we're fun guys, hanging out. And that's about it. We love you. Thanks for doing what you do. And thanks for bringing us together. That's all. Okay, bye.